The Nationals have won 6 straight games against the Marlins entering Tuesday. These fans will not see Bryce, but they will see Steven Strasburg. He carries a 20-inning scoreless streak into this one. Let's pick it up, top two of a scoreless game.
Espagne's ready. The right-hander fires, and the ball is ripped out into right center. That's a base hit, and the Nationals lead 1-0 with Lynn scoring from third on a hit by Pedro Severino. 1-0, Washington.
2-2 to Despaigne. There's another strikeout, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1-2, and again he chases. Breaking ball.
The pitch. Yelich takes. Strike 3 on the inside. He thought the pitch was low and in. He almost jumped out of his shoes with the possibility that Irma makes her way here. Here's the pitch. Strike 3 called. An off-speed pitch over for strike 3. And I'll say this for Strasburg tonight. He may not be 100% yet, but he's really used all of his pitches tonight.
To Murphy, that's shot down the right field line and deep toward the corner and gone. No robbing that one, Giancarlo. It's out of here. Murphy, a laser into the fourth row of bleachers, and it's 2-0 Nationals. His second home run in as many nights.
They've stayed till the bitter end. Here's the pitch, and a ball lined to third to end the game. Anderson lines out to the third baseman, Anthony Rendon, for the third out. One run for the Marlins, one hit in the inning, nobody left on base, and the Nationals win 2-1.
Nationals hang on for the 2-1 win. Steven Strasburg extends his scoreless inning streak to 26. He's now won 6 straight starts against the Fish with a 1.26 ERA in that span. Gio Gonzalez squares off with Dylan Peters on Wednesday. After being kept off the board through 8 innings, the Marlins finally scratched across a run in the 9th, but it was not quite enough as the Marlins fell to the Nationals 2-1 at Marlins Park on Tuesday. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
Just what we think he can do. You know, he's got enough weapons to deal with the lefties. He's got enough weapons to deal with the righties. He can sink it. He can cut it. You know, his breaking ball is good at times. He'll use his changeup. So I just think he's a guy, again, that we know has weapons. And, you know, we're finding out that if he's on and aggressive, then this is what you kind of see. I thought he's similar. His stuff's always good. I thought we did a better job with him for sure, just as far as fighting with him, you know, making him battle for his outs. You know, the last game, I think he had 73-7. You know, and tonight we're making him work, and we're fouling balls off, and we're taking the ball down some more. So, you know, we didn't get to him, but we still had better at-bats tonight than we did the other day. Obviously, it's not enough to just say that at this point. You got to have production at some point, and we really weren't able to do that.
Aldrisimir Despaigne certainly deserved a better fate after turning in 7 innings of one-run ball, but he fell to 0-3 on the season as he was outdueled by Steven Strasburg, who turned in 6 scoreless. Despaigne spoke to the media after the Marlins were edged by the Nationals 2-1.
No, es un equipo que me dice está jugando bien, está.
Yeah, they're a good team. They have a strong lineup, but I was able to get my stuff going today. I was able to locate my pitches and just got in a good rhythm. No, I feel good, and I'm just trying to help the team out, trying to help us win. We're going against one of the better teams out there, so we're trying to right the ship, and I want to be a part of it and try to help us get back on the winning side.
The Fish look to bounce back on Wednesday behind rookie Dylan Peters, who makes his second career big league start. He'll be opposed by the veteran Gio Gonzalez.